She's helped parents do it better since her days at New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, very glad to have you with us. And you know, on Wednesdays, we appreciate the time, I actually do, to let my brain go away from the craziness of the front page and all the stuff that, we get so wound up about. And for some of it, very good reason. But in the process of all that, I am very grateful to be able to help bring good information to you as well. And so on Wednesdays, we set aside all the rest of that so that we can talk a little bit about parenting and give you at least a tip or two as to how to be a better parent in the process of raising your kiddos. And here to do that is the aforementioned Shelley Goldberg. She's been doing this for a few years with us now. And Shelley, I hear from people regularly that the stuff that you give us is they can't find it anywhere else. So I know that we're doing an invaluable service for those that are really trying to take their parenting skills seriously. What you got for us today?
Well, thank you, Kevin. Thank you for that compliment. Wonderful to hear that. Parents need all the help they can get, without question, especially the last couple of years. So today I thought, let's just make it a little lighter, a little brighter, and just go through some very simple, easy breezy, what I would call parenting hacks, parenting ideas that might just make your life a little easier with your kids. So I'm going to ask you if you would be so kind to share what works in the McCullough household, but get ready, grab a pencil, and hopefully this will make some mom or dad's life much, much easier. All right. Some parenting ideas, some parenting hacks to make your life a little smoother. Number one, keep a small lunchbox filled with crayons, stickers, small toys in your car. Kevin, you know what that's for. It's to take into a restaurant to keep the kids entertained so you don't have to bring in screens and have them on screen time. Number two, you know those silver cupcake liners?
Yes.
You know, you put in the cupcakes in. Well, if you put that under your child's popsicle, Kevin, it will keep the ice cream. Really simple, but it works. It will keep the ice cream from melting all over their hands. So as we approach the warm weather, try those silver cupcake liners. Three, put the ketchup under the hot dog the next time you're putting the hot dog on your kid's bun instead of putting the ketchup on top. And by the way, just that simple, just tweaking it a little bit, there'll be much less mess.
No, that is a great hack. In fact, I kind of started doing that by accident a couple of years ago. And you know what the percentage of messes after I started doing it? Completely different. Almost none.
That's right. So sometimes these little simple things that parents share with other parents, it changes everything dramatically. So let me keep going here. Maybe this will help someone. Freeze yogurt. It makes a great popsicle, okay? You know those magnetized knife holders that people put on the wall? Well, if you take off the knives, it really works with the matchbox card. So you can put up your child's matchbox card right where you would be putting up the magnetized knives. Use your pizza cutter, which I just know Kevin has in the house, to cut pancakes into really small bites. Kevin, do you remember the plastic shoes, those shoe storage bags? Just hang it on the wall, a plastic shoe storage bag. It's fabulous for organizing Lego pieces. Here's another one. If you have a child who's afraid of monsters, you're going to make a monster spray. You're going to use a clear plastic spray bottle, label it monster spray in some funny letters, maybe even put some googly eyes on it, and spray the room before your child goes to bed. All right, if you have a child who's a picky eater, you might want to draw some silly faces on the eggs, on the actual eggshell. That might make it more appealing when you tell your kids they're having scrambled eggs for breakfast. Pizza boxes are great for coloring. They're great for finger painting, so don't throw them away. How about this one, Kevin? Throw some glow sticks into the bathtub to make bath time super fun. Or add a strip of Velcro. If you put it on the wall, it's perfect to put up soft, cuddly toys, especially for young children. Now, if we get a little more serious, Kevin, always take a picture of your kids when you enter an amusement park or a crowded store. So this way you can show people who your kids are and what they're wearing if they should, you know, God forbid, get lost. And another great idea is to color code your kids. So have your kids all wear the same color when you go into a crowded area, whether it's red or yellow, makes it much easier to find them. So far, so good, Kevin. Are any of these helpful?
Yeah, well, some of them I had never heard of before, but as soon as you say them, they make so much sense. Like the glow sticks in the bathtub. I mean, that's genius. And what kid wouldn't want to see something glowing, you know, in their bath?
Okay, how about this? Cut up apples to look like French fries. So you could even call them apple fries. So it looks very much like McDonald's French fries. You might get your kids to really love apples if you do it that way. Instead of, you know, if you're trying to get your kids to eat a green smoothie all with all that healthy stuff and they're going, ooh, Dad, I don't want that. Well, freeze it. Use an ice pop mold. Make a green popsicle. It's amazing. I love this one, Kevin. Set a timer off to go every two hours at the beach so you remember to reapply the sunscreen. And put bells on a toddler's shoes when they're crawling around the house, so you know when they're going from room to room. Your thoughts?
No, that is so key because, you know, when they get to that stage where they are getting mobile, it is a little scary when it gets a little too quiet. And just having a little jingle on there can keep you at least somewhat tacitly apprised of their whereabouts at all times, which I think is genius.
And I'll end with this one, Kevin. Instead of telling your kids what they should do, give them two options with the same outcome. In other words, we're going to leave in 2 minutes or we can leave in 3 minutes. Which one? And then your kids will feel like they have some control, but you're ending up with the same outcome. They're going to leave the beach.
Yeah.
It'll either be in 2 minutes or
no, that is, you know what, that is a really key one. And I don't do it with that short a time. What I start with, whether it's the pool or the beach or someplace where, you know, they don't want to leave, I'll start with a 20-minute warning. I'll tell them when there's 15 minutes left. I'll tell them when there's 10. I'll tell them when there's 5. And then we'll do 4, 3, 2, 1. And by the time I've gone through that countdown, they're so annoyed at just hearing me do the countdown, they're ready to go. So it works. It works in our favor. But good stuff,
wow.
Shelley. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
You got it. Friends, if you missed anything on the list, go back and get the podcast. But there's some really good stuff on here. And that catch up under the hot dog thing, I'm telling you, man, that will save you from cleaning up some mess, which we're all hoping to do a little bit less of these days. Kevin McCullough coming right back.